everybody. This is your old pal, the Moo Cow, a.k.a. Paul Apersonza, and welcome to yet an utter episode of Sexploitation Sleazecast. And boy, oh boy, have we got a weird movie for you tonight. And joining me all the way from Indiana is our co-hostess with the mostest, Miss Rebecca Reinhart.
Must exterminate. I'm sorry, wait.
Exterminate.
Cannot believe that we watched this. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, one of my favorite quotes is not from the movie because I couldn't understand most of what they were saying in this movie. My kid walked in and I have it written down here. Why are you watching Doctor Who porn?
Yes, well, now that the cat's out of the bag, we are watching a film from 2005 called Abducted by the Daleks, or aka Abducted by the Daloids, because apparently the name got changed after the BBC initiated a legal action and said, no, you cannot use the name Daleks.
Right. It's one thing to be ripping us off. It's another thing to be trying to pass this off as our stuff because we want nothing to do with it.
Well, and the funny and scary thing is it's not that really different or worse than some of the Doctor Who I've actually seen.
It's something.
Oh my God.
So I will say I watched, okay. So initial impressions, I'd never heard of this in my life. But you sent me the link and I just clicked on the link and I just watched like the first 30 seconds or whatever. And I thought this was going to be from like 85. Nope. The way it's filmed, it looks old as shit. And then when I was like, wait a minute, like those outfits, that's how I knew it was like a little bit more modern. It's like 2005, what kind of freaking like iPhone 3 did these people film this on?
Oh man, yeah, it's sketchy. It's just so weird. So yeah, just a little bit of background. There's not much out there, I can tell you that. Yeah. This is a movie directed by a guy named Roman Nowicki. And he actually did this under an assumed name, Dan Scaro. Now, for those of you who are big Doctor Who fans, you already know that Scaro is the name of the homeworld of the Daleks. So right then and there, you Who fans are already going to pick that up and say, hey, wait a second. That's like naming
your... Most Whovians are like, this is a blasphemy.
But right. Okay. This is like calling yourself Dan Chewbacca, you know?
Yeah.
Not going to be a real name. Now, I don't know a whole lot about this Roman Nowicki, but I can tell you that he did direct a whole bunch of other ridiculous soft porn crap, including Phantom Killer 1, 2, and 3 between 1998 and 2003. Then he did Phantom Seducer 1 and 2, 2005. Then he went back to his roots and did Phantom Killer 4 in 2008. And in between, he did Mark of the Whip 1 and Mark of the Whip 2 in 2006 and 2010. So,
and I noticed a very like brief looking over of the resumes of many of the actresses in this. Most of them, it consisted of being in those Phantom movies. That was
right, cool. Right. And that's really about it. I think there are a couple of other ones. I will get to that in a few minutes. But yeah, so he has certainly carved himself a little niche of soft porn Euro trash. Because that's exactly what this is.
Oh, Euro. Yeah, so we're not talking European like British. I have in here... The alternate title for this should have been Four Polish Women Walking Through the Woods Losing Clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first thing that endeared me to this movie is that the girls in the car all sounded like the girl from Werewolf. Werewolf? That's a werewolf?
I was thinking I was thinking Valeria from Robot Holocaust. Would you talk like this? And you can't understand a damn thing she's saying.
Yes, yes. I sent you a picture of Beaker and the Swedish Chef.
Yes.
That's pretty much what some of these conversations
So yeah. Ridiculous. But when I first saw this a long time ago, by God, it would have been around the time this came out, because, you know, something like that comes out and it comes my attention, I'm going to go out of my way to find it. And believe me, I've been looking for a physical medium copy of it, but it's really difficult to find. But
they probably have been burned.
Right. But fortunately, all the porn sites in the universe carry it. So there you go. But what endeared me to it is the fact of the very liberal and, illegal use of Pink Floyd music. So the opening title is Lucifer Sam, which is a total ripoff of Pink Floyd. And then they also end up ripping off Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, two great Pink Floyd songs. So immediately I'm like, oh my God, I've got to get this film. So we've got ridiculous nudity, ridiculous Doctor Who shenanigans, and Pink Floyd. Come on.
And so here's another quote from my child, who is, you know, obviously a very sarcastic, brilliant child. You walk by and goes, "No copyright laws in the universe are going to stop us."
Oh my goodness. Well, so Miss Rebecca, is there any chance in the world that you can kind of summarize the quote unquote plot of this intricate, amazing, well thought out film?
So these four Polish women who need subtitles are having a conversation in their carts late at night, and they're talking about stuff that I honestly think they were talking about at one point what we find out to be the serial Skinner. You know, they're kind of like, "Oh, that was some girls with a kid in the woods," you know, whatever. I can't even do their accent. It was so, I mean, like, at first I thought they weren't speaking English. I thought you'd sent me another one that was supposed to have subtitles.
Nope.
It was that bad.
English is the second language or third language.
They end up stopping or breaking down. I didn't really quite catch that, but they all get out of the car and they all have on very skimpy dresses. They're all very thin, tall, buxom, beautiful, you know, 20 somethings. And they're all,
I was going to say, they all have that same bleach blonde hair, fake boobs. And
they look kind of robotic, because they all do look like four, like, just templates of each other. And they all have a torch, you know, flashlight. And they start going through the woods. And I'm not sure why they went through the woods, but it may have been explained.
Well, remember, I think
I couldn't understand what the fuck they were saying.
I think they accidentally hit a quote unquote alien. They just didn't know what it was.
But instead of going to the road, they go out into the woods.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. We're fine with that so far. But when it gets a little weird is that one girl, and again, I couldn't understand the Daleks either, because they're like talk like this. It almost is like they had little midgets in the Daleks things, like trying to talk like, "Dude, can you not do any kind of like freaking ADR here?" Exterminate. The one girl gets kind of separated and she takes off her dress.
Of course, as you do immediately.
Yeah, she takes off her dress. She carries her purse still, though. She's a smart girl. Leaves on the stilettos. Don't want to get, you know, anything in your, you know, you don't want to like step on pine cones and stuff. That'd be bad.
Seriously?
And she gets abducted by the Daleks, and
dun, dun, dun.
Right, and that is that actually. So there's this weird bubble thing on the screen, very bad SFX. Don't know what they were going for, but then like bubble comes out. She's been trying to get herself undone from a vine.
Yes, there's like a twig that stopped her, and she's like, take the twig off of her ankle, and she's like,
And mind you, she's in the middle of the very, very dark forest. Okay. So there's greenery and it's very dark. She gets like transported to like the Dalek ship, which is very white and light and no greenery. And it takes her a hot minute to figure out that she's been transported somewhere else.
Yeah, these blonde buxom babes are none too bright.
But you said the whole dun dun dun. Okay. It stops like there was a commercial break, like a fade to a commercial break and then fade back. So was this originally aired on TV?
God, I hope so. I really, really hope so. And please let me have that channel.
Whatever. Oh my God. Yeah. Cause I was just like, wait a minute. It was like, you know, and now we're now back to, you know, four Polish women in walking through the woods, losing clothes.
I wish I could find out all kinds of backstory for this film, but the fact is there is really not much out there. And I looked and looked and looked.
Now at this point, Paul, you might have to help me. Because so the Daleks want to they quote, I did get this, they want to annihilate. Exterminate! 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 All of these Earthlings. And the girl actually looks at them and goes, Earthlings? Like she's not one of them.
Right.
Not quite sure what their intention is, except to exterminate.
As they do, they're Daleks. Well, no, sorry. They're Daloids.
Okay, but I am going to give them credit. I thought the Daleks were the Daloids. Copyright. I thought those were pretty good. I like those. But you see those roving around at cons all the time.
Right. They were. They are like those little bullet-shaped vacuum cleaners with the little ribbed sort of bottom. Yes, they've got a plunger. One has a little mechanical arm that doesn't do anything, and the other has a little probey thing. And they're kind of adorable. There's a red one, there's a silver one, and there's a black one.
And they move around nicely. I mean, whoever built those, that's, I mean, I kind of anticipate, like you think of like, oh, all the budget went to that. No, probably somebody was a dork and their friend like had these built, would take them to cons or something. And they're like, you know what we should do with that? We should shoot a porn. Like I think it was probably like the Daleks were already like in existence.
It's nice to know that there are other people out there that think along the same lines that I do. Because if I had Doctor Who Daleks on wheels with plungers, my first thought is we got to shoot a porn.
We got to shoot a porn. Right. Exactly.
Seriously.
But so and this one, I'm, you know, I kind of got this beat by beat in my notes. It's because you kind of have to go with it. So then two of the other girls, so one of the other girls gets separated or something. We don't really know quite yet. But the two other girls are looking for their possibly dead friend. And I did understand this. They go, oh, she might be dead. Oh.
Let's have sex.
Right. But let's not have sex. Because they take off their clothes because
as you do.
Right. Because then it's like, you know, the one girl is like fondling the other girl going, your skin is so soft, you know, or whatever. I can't even try to do these. I'm just going to go into queer-oof every time I try to do these girls' voice. But yeah, they don't even have sex. They don't even make out. They kind of rub on each other.
Yeah, they kind of paw each other a little bit.
Yeah, the one girl puts her head on the other girl's thigh like she's going to take a nap. but there's nothing erotic about it at all. Like, there's no, like, you know, I'm like, come on, let's get a little finger fucking. Let's get some making out. Sorry, this is why you have me on the show. But it's like, it's just this, like, random, like, oh.
It's so weird. It's kind of like, you know, every 14-year-old boy that's ever existed is going to write a Doctor Who story where all they're going to do is have hot chicks take their clothes off for, you know, at a drop of a hat for no real reason and have quote unquote sex with each other. But because they have no idea what actual sex is between men and women, much less women and women, they figure this is what they must do. They sort of kind of touch each other, and that's about it.
Yes, this does seem to be kind of the brainchild of like a 12-year-old. Like, it does have that weird, like, naivety to it.
Posy posy. Oh, 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 oh. So ridiculous.
But those two, while they're looking, they're looking for their possibly dead friend. They're making out, or they're doing whatever the fuck they're doing. They get abducted now back. And when they get abducted back and they're on the little platform in the ship, they're still like, okay, they're doing that thing like, okay, two people are like in a perilous situation. You're going to like, you hug each other, you know, like, oh my God, you know, you do this. I think they were directing them to do that. Something got lost in the translation, because really then the one girl's just touching the other girl's butt and they're like trying to act, ooh, I'm scared, but are we scared or are we rubbing boobs? I'm not sure here.
There's a certain vagary that goes with all of this. They're all sort of vaguely scared. The Daleks are sort of vaguely menacing. They're sort of vaguely lost. There's sort of this vague idea of you know, menace and danger. But nothing actually But nothing actually happens. You could really make another title for this film and call it, you know, Mildly Annoyed by Daleks. And that's about it. You know? Right. And a semi-porn.
Mildly Annoyed by Daleks, then gunned down by their really bad SFX. It's okay. So we get to part two. And we actually have a warning.
Oh, yeah. Warning. There are probe
effects in the, yes. That would have been kind of fun. They would have done that. No, just that there are strobe effects being used in this segment from the Surgeon General. okay. I don't think the Surgeon General ever had this movie for review on his or her desk.
God, I wish. I wish. Smoking a big fatty.
Dr. Smith, you know, I mean, you're a very important person. And you're in charge of a lot of things, but we need you to review this because there are strobe effects used in this softcore porn.
See, every coop probably watched this every day before he went out and gave his anti-cigarette speeches.
There we go. Although I would think this is British, but I'm pretty sure this is British, but.
Czechoslovakian.
Unknown origins, really. It could have been, oh God.
I think it's like Czech or Eastern European. I'll get into the actresses as soon as you're done your marvelous detailed summation.
So so then the chicks, so we get, oh my God. So they want information from these girls, but they're not really asking them anything, or maybe they are because they can't understand what the fuck they're saying. But they're like, we know how to get the information out of them. We've got the interrogator, which is another tall, blonde, buxom Polish chick with a whip.
With a whip.
Who looks exactly like all the other girls, except for she has a whip. She's got an accessory.
Right.
And then this is actually the thumbnail. The two girls are stuck on the wall with what looks to be like big Velcro strips on their arms.
Extremely realistic and graphic.
Oh my God. So you want to talk about these actresses a little bit? I mean, we do end up having strobe. And I will say, I mean, I don't have problems with strobe lights generally, but I did kind of have to look away. I think that was more. Because I was like, oh my God.
As you recall, I think it was the late 90s when they had those Japanese seizure robot cartoons that were out there. You know, so I don't know if that was a joke or if that was something they actually really felt like they had to say, because that was a strobe.
Well, they weren't afraid of being sued by Pink Floyd or the BBC. So I'm not thinking they were afraid of being sued by some random like mother's group who was like, the Strokes kill my child.
Yes, at this huge wide release that millions and millions of people have seen.
Yeah, I think they were going for the shock factor, as we find out in part three when they like to try to tell you that.
I have no idea what the hell these people were thinking, what they were planning, what they were expecting, where they released this, who they thought was going to watch this. Because as a porn movie, this is a dismal failure. There's no actual porn in this. This is yet another non-porn porn.
Yes, this is easily, okay, so the what you see in this, you could easily have picked up a Playboy any gas station and seen much more than any of this. I mean, it's just plastic girls with boobs. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're attractive girls. But like when you see like five chicks who all look the same, I'm sorry, it ends up being six, who all look the same. It's just like, oh, wow. It's like the parade of the fembots or something.
I know. This is like a cheap, shitty Euro version of like some crappy Babe in the Wood, you know, Babe Watch, late night Skinamax movie where, you know, it's a boob movie. That's all they are, boob movies.
It's boobs. It goes back to the 12-year-old.
This is a boob movie. It's just, it's even worse than most of your boob movies because... Yeah. They're trying to make this sort of into this other story, and there's nothing there. There's Zippo.
No. So as far as the actresses go, the one very interesting part, and I you can talk about the actual names of these people, but part three, we get, it's rated XXX, which I'm pretty sure was not a thing in 2005. Proceed with caution. We go back to girl number four. But it's not the same girl that got lost in the woods. Nope. And they have a pretty brilliant way of working around that. hold on. I guess I need to find a way out of here. She finds a mirror. May, have I changed? Yes, it's a completely different actress. This may be an improvement. Put on lipstick. Girl's got to look her best. You know what? I'm going to give this girl credit. I understood three lines that she said.
It kind of reminded me, I don't know if this crossed your mind at the time, but it kind of reminded me a little bit of Robo Chick, where you have the one chick and the shitty blonde fake disco hair who leaves Kathy Shower and then is replaced by somebody else who doesn't look like her, but they put the same freaking wig on her.
Yes. I did actually catch another line that she says a little bit later after she is captured, but she also says, ooh, we also become very wet. Yes. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Nicely done. Give me the Razzie for this one. But yeah, go ahead and tell the folks about these actresses and
okay.
What you can talk about them.
There's not a whole lot that I can tell you about. I can tell you the names. One of them is named Sylvia. That's the character. She is played by Katarzyna Zelnick. And she, I believe, is the one. I think Sylvia is the one who's molested by the Skinner. And she actually is also in... two of the other films that Roman Nowitzki does, Phantom Killer 2 and Phantom Killer 3. So
actually, she would have been one of the other girls because I did notice in the credits that there was Anna 1
and Anna 2.
So right. Anna 2 is who got molested by the Skinner.
Okay. I wasn't sure. So that, I may as well tell you, Anna 2 is named Maria Valsova. So she was in... Let's see, Mark of the Whip 1 and 2, and she was in Phantom Killer 4, and she was in another movie that this guy didn't have anything to do with called Christie and the Time Machine.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Which is another weird soft porn movie that somebody else did.
Huh, she branched out.
She branched out.
Good for her.
Then we have Isabella, who's kind of the one that I liked. I liked her. She was the driver. She was the one who actually probably spoke English better than the other ones. I could understand her best of all. She was the driver. She was the first one captured. And she was played by Eliza Boreka. And she was also in, Phantom Killer 2 and 3.
This is an incestuous little group of porn people.
Right, right. And who knows what kind of actual their real names are. And they probably had porn stuff under other names in Europe. But God knows, that is just beyond my research. Then we have Barbara. Barbara is kind of like the worst, in my opinion, is with the horrible bleach blonde. She's the one who is always teasing poor original Anna, I believe. And she's played by Sonia Karina. Not an Eastern European name there.
No.
And then original Anna is played by Alina Black. And then, even though he's not in there for very long, there was this special appearance by the guy who plays the lead detective, Baron Trink, who is actually also another veteran of Roman Nowitzki's movies. He was in Mark of the Whip 1, and he also, turns out, was with Maria Vasilova in Christie and the Time Machine. So there was some carryover.
So maybe there was she is like, I work with this man on this other movie. Do you want to bring him into this movie? Okay, come on, Roman, bring him in. He commits a detective.
That's actually outstanding. I was going to say, Roman, it's time to take clothes off now.
What? Yeah.
Earthly?
It's so funny. If you can imagine, five vaguely European blonde Cupid doll, Barbie dolls in skeezy, hooker clothes, in a disco, in a Euro disco somewhere. This is what you've got.
Yeah. I'm sure that these girls are in real life, they probably are, intellectual, well-rounded people.
I'm sure.
But, oh man, does it not play out on screen at all?
Nope.
Like, they really seriously look like, duh? If that's what they were supposed to do, they did a great job of it.
Right. If the director said, okay, I want you to act as if you were as dumb as a bag of dog chow, they did it. They hit their marks.
What is dog chow?
What is dog? Yeah, it's just. Yeah,
what is dog?
The acting in this is just unbelievable. It's just so bad. And then we have a couple of other weird characters. So we have this guy. Remember when she's tied up, when Anna 2 gets tied up, and she's kind of like, I don't want to say menaced, but there's this guy who shows up who's clearly wearing a mask. And he just kind of like says a bunch of weird shit. And she's like, oh, I've been abducted by these things. And he's like, what a ridiculous story. Who could ever believe that? And then that's pretty much it. He doesn't really do anything.
He's a hunter.
Right, the hunter.
He wants to capture the serial skinner. And he wants to use her as bait. He's got on a mask that looks like it was skinned face from someone else.
Or latex.
And you can't hear him talk through the mask, of course. But yeah, I did understand a little bit more of his stuff. But she said something about that she was imprisoned for intergalactic crimes, for slave trading.
Of course.
She somehow was like supposed to bring the Daleks women so they could inseminate them.
As you do.
As robots do, inseminate them. Yeah. And then that's when he grabs her boobs. And then she goes, ooh. And he goes, oh, well, you like this, blah, blah, blah. And then he like grabs her crotch. And she's like, oh, this is a sensitive place. We also become very wet.
Oh, dear. Very wet.
And this is what they consider Triple X is that this guy with gloved hands is just kind of randomly like swiping across her general crotch area.
It's kind of skeezy. I'm not going to lie. I was a little uncomfortable about it. It was very Torgo-ish. You know, the scene where Torgo's like sticking his hand all over her face. I'm like, yep, this is Euro Torgo.
You know, we probably should make a disclaimer on our page that, like, if you're not a Mystery Science 3000 fan, like, you're not going to understand, like, 90% of the references we make.
I don't know. When I was on...
Number three, where it's been, like, all about MST3K.
When I was on Facebook before I'd been banned, I'd been banned for 3 days because I said something naughty. But I actually, you know, I don't know if it was you or somebody, I posted a thing. I just put in Torgo on the clip, on the GIF thing, and it popped right up.
It was
popped right up. It was you, yeah.
Yeah.
So if it pops right up on Facebook.
You said Torgo, the master approves one of my pictures.
Yeah, I think of all the things in Mystery Science Theater, Torgo is probably the single most popular item.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who he reminded me of. He reminded me of Euro Torgo.
Yeah, Euro Torgo. Go back to the Swedish chef. Right. Here we go. Damn.
So that's the hunter. I never got the guy who played him. It doesn't matter because he just has this shitty latex map.
It's probably the same guy that played the Skinner. You know?
Probably.
He was probably the director.
And that's the next guy we wanted to talk about is the Skinner, quote unquote. Or as I like to call him, the guy who draws circles in lipstick on women. Because that's kind of what he does. And he's got a different shitty latex mask on.
Right.
And a knife.
Oxy. Yeah. And he had on like an 80s rapper, like jogging suit.
It's really weird. Really weird, but they're roughly the same size and everything, the same shape, so it wouldn't surprise me if it was the exact same person.
Oh,
you know, so I guess his job is to frighten the hell out of her, and he's basically another guy who's just kind of just putting his hands on her and drawing on her with a crayon or lipstick. But well, he actually
lipstick, that's supposed to be erotic, I think, because he's drawing like where he's gonna like pull her skin off. I think it goes from like her chest all the way down to like her crotch and kind of almost like a heart kind of shape. And that's supposed to be somehow erotic that he's playing with her nipples with the thing of like cheap lipstick. And okay.
Alrighty. I mean, I guess now, I thought he was trying to, you know, molest her or scare her.
Well, no, because he's the Skinner, right? That's like that's the thing that was in the woods. One of the things I love, though, is when the hunter goes off, because he's like, oh, there he is. You know, he's not saying it like this, but he's like, there he is. I'm going to go get him. She's still tied up at the tree. And then you just hear the hunter get just totally wasted by this Skinner. He's just like beating him up. And she's just like, oh, and he's just like.
Right. Oh. Off camera, of course.
Yes. God forbid it was probably the same person.
Right. Because God forbid we actually show anything like that, because that would require effort.
No, that probably would get the censors board all to see.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, now comes the Skinner. He's drawing stuff on her and just being silly. And it didn't seem particularly erotic to me, but that's me.
No.
He actually pulls out a knife. And for a second there, for a split second, you think this might actually go somewhere. Something might actually happen in this film. And just before he's about to stab her, beep, the Daleks are like, oh, we can't have that.
She is still of use to us.
So they zap his stupid ass and bring him. They take him into the saucer too, don't they?
Yes, they beam him up. And then they just kind of zoom in around him. Now, we didn't mention that they do have like a gun type things on them that they ended up wasting the other two girls with. Like, they were getting real close to their vag with these like cartoon bullets or something, rays. So they kind of like do the same thing to this dude.
Right. So ridiculous. And yeah, and they their death scene was so realistic.
Oh my god.
You
know, they're just standing there because nothing's happening to them, and they're just like, okay, do we die yet?
Are we supposed to pretend now?
Yeah, like what are we supposed to do? So I will give the girls credit on that. There was like no direction going there.
And they put in this cheap, shitty CGI like firework kind of thing. Yeah,
it's like really bad, and it was really inconsistent. It didn't seem to like come, like it was coming out of the gun, like, but then like you look at it the next time and it was coming out of like 2 inches below the gun, and yeah, it was all messy there. But so the girl Anna Two, now the next thing we know, Anna Two is sitting in the police station on a chair completely naked, and what I like to call sitting pretty, or what, you know, models will call sitting pretty, sitting up very straight, legs crossed, Tucci out, you know, your butt kind of out, whatever, very posed, as she's telling her traumatic story to the detective.
It's a bearing trunk, the detective.
Who's like, this is such a fantastical story.
And no. You can tell he's a cop because somebody got a map and put stick pins on the wall, and he's got one of those disco blue police light things going around on his desk, because that's what cops do.
Right, because yes, the Starsky and Hutch, you know, we're going to a crime kind of thing. But he likes to tell her, yeah, what you're telling us is such a fantastical story. And that's about it.
He's home.
Yeah, where's home for me? Nothing, that's it. So, okay. So we backtrack. That was the entire 55-minute movie.
Well, wait! Don't forget the surprise ending. I guess we can spoil it. Spoil the ending.
Ew.
Because remember, she's like, what am I going to do? And he's like, oh, well, we have a friend who knows you, who can take you back. And she's like, there must be some mistake. I don't know any friend. You know, he picks up the phone, and then you hear the Dalek voice going, exterminate, exterminate. So he's basically turning them over to the Daleks.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Yeah. So,
my goodness, what a twisted fate.
So as far as the porn part of this, it's all boobs. And then we have like, that random like gloved, like, rubbing of the outside of the crotchal area from Anna Two as she's tied up. That's as much as we get,
right?
As porn goes, and I'm okay with softcore porn. It's fine. This really failed at being softcore porn.
Dude, this failed at pretty much everything.
Oh my god.
Let me talk a little bit about, we've talked about how bad the acting is. We talked about how almost totally negligent, or how there's no direction whatsoever. We talked about how the music was liberally stolen from other people. Let's talk about the lighting. The lighting is bad. If you're not inside the quote-unquote spaceship, it is really, really dark, and I had trouble seeing anything. The sound is bad, very bad. Not only can we not understand 95% of what's being said, and this is up there with Actium Maximus level, where you just can't understand them. And, you know, different languages that are trying to speak English and are not having a very good time. The dubbing! There is dubbing! You can see people saying things, and like 2 seconds later, it comes out. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, now, I was giving that a pass because I'm watching it on some porn site I got it uploaded to on my computer that's also being projected to my TV, blah, blah, blah. But like, I was like, it was becoming like, but I'm like, but wait, most of the time their lips are moving the right way. So I started actually paying attention to that. And yeah, I'm like, they actually overdubbed part of this movie. For as much of this movie that you could not understand, they overdubbed pieces of it. Yeah.
Bothering to really sink it.
That one, like I said, I was going to give that a free pass just because of technology.
No, there are no free passes here. dubbed at least part of it, and they just didn't sync it properly. So there's this weird delay, and it happens all over the place, and it just adds to the strangeness of the film. The only time it doesn't really happen is when it gets to the freaking Daleks, because you never see their mouths moving.
Right. That's true.
But otherwise, it happens to pretty much all of them, and it's just so strange. I'm like, what the hell? But even some of the sound effects are kind of late. You know, it's just weird. It's like, it seems like.
You know what? I'm going to say, in a movie that is riddled with issues, I guess that one just passed me by. I wasn't listening to the sound effects. I was pretty much gone.
You were mesmerized by the boobage, weren't you?
That's right. And they all had the same boobs. It's like they all had the same plastic surgeon. Now, I'm not dissing big boobs. I got them myself. But I mean, these girls looked like they just herded in as many, like, I hate to say this, like as many like sex slaves as gotten wrangled from different Eastern European countries, put them all like in a room, and then they picked like the five that looked like they could have been, what is that? Quintuplets? Like,
right.
I mean, they all have the exact same body, the exact same boob job. You know, pretty much the same hair, little variation in color of hair.
This is Roman Nowitzki's vision. This is his dream. This is what he was dying to show the world and entertain all of us with.
And to like tempt the BBC for a lawsuit. I mean, did he think he was being edgy? You know?
No idea. I mean, this is why I have to think that most of this, because I think it was some kind of weird name that was actually the production company, and I went and looked them up, and this was their only production. And it wouldn't surprise me if the money and the production, all this came from some Eastern European country too, where, you know, copyright laws are non-existent, to say the least, because otherwise why would you even try to make a movie on somebody else's intellectual property? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this was, I did note, the very first thing that I wrote down was that this was produced by Herschel J. Goldstein.
Yeah. The hell's that?
That sounds like a real person now, doesn't it?
Yes, the Jewish version of Herschel Gordon Lewis.
Right. Yeah. Like, what's the name of, like, you know, what's the name of like a rich American Jew? Herschel J. Goldstein.
Oh my God. So ridiculous. So part of it is just, you know, translation from Eastern Europe. The other part of me is, I just wonder if they were just people who just did not want their names associated with this film. You know, they just, let's just make up a name and throw it out there, and it doesn't really matter.
You have to think that a lot of porn people in porn would do that. Like, if this was not going, you know, and especially like Eastern European or whatever, like they probably didn't want to get, like, nothing was going to be, you know, quote unquote popular. There's no like concept, I'm sure, of like porn stars in this realm. And so I don't know. Or just they
I
were
think
all
there's like, more of an issue in the United States than there is in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, where, let's face it, life is cheap. So I mean, because over there, I mean, pretty much any, especially in places like Russia and all this, I mean, pretty much anything goes. There's not a whole lot of laws stopping you from doing all kinds of, you know, really.
Right. I mean, you can't say what you want to say, and you can't use like real toilet paper, but you can do porn. Like, you know, it's nobody's business. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's strange. So, but you know, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, there's a reason why there are an awful lot of Eastern European women who end up getting trafficked into the United States, into the Middle East, and into Asia. It's just, you know, for whatever reason, life is just cheap over there. And I don't know. I guess there are certain standards that not everybody is willing to go by.
Okay, now, for the record, we are not insinuating or saying that in any way, shape, or form that these women were in this movie against their will. We know nothing about them. And clearly, most of them did other movies with the same person.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but yes, I will say there was a weird stench of maybe some of these people were lured by, I can give you a better life than a boob job at the very least.
Right, right, right. I mean, as far as Barbara and Anna, Sonia Karina and Lena Black are concerned, this is their one and only film. And maybe they just did this and they're like, okay, that's it. I'd like to go back to herding pigs in the Ukraine now. But the other ones all ended up becoming somewhat regulars in Roman Nowitzki's stable of Euro trash, you know, starlets, porn starlets, soft porn starlets. But you have to wonder, is there like hardcore stuff that this group actually did, either under some other production name or other names or something? It would not surprise me.
Even is there good softcore porn that this group did? I'd go for that. You know, like, do you guys know what genitalia are and how that they function? Oh, we also get very wet. Yeah, what?
God. Well, I mean, at least they know what boobs are. I mean, that much they understood, but that's really kind of about it.
Yeah,
it's kind of a total fail when you think about it. This is like Orgy of the Dead without the dancing.
Yeah, it fails. Okay, now I will say that the really bad accents, and like I said, I kept like thinking of the girl, like the bad accents gave it a little laughability for me, so that elevated it a little bit, because Orgy of the Dead didn't have much except for like our little side characters. This at least had that in an unintentional comedy going for it.
Oh, definitely unintentional comedy.
And when the girls are like trying to escape and they're getting shot with the CGI, whatever those things are supposed to be, it was actually kind of amusing. So there was a little bit of that so bad it's good kind of thing, but so little of it that I couldn't tell somebody to watch this.
Oh, sure. And here's the thing. If you show this to somebody who thinks they're watching porn, they're going to like, what the fuck is this shit? This is terrible. If you're going to give them to something that's like a parody, they're going to say, this is terrible. So it's as a comedy, it's a failure. If you're giving this to someone as a horror / sci-fi movie, failure. It's terrible. So where exactly does this fit? Even as a soft porn parody, this does not work.
No. And I think that's what, at least if you look at the cover, that's what they were going for, in at least in their marketing, was like that whole like goofy, like like throwback to the 50s sci-fi kind of movie things. It had none of that.
Yeah,
it
because
was really, it was all over the place but nowhere.
Right. They wanted to do a funny softcore parody, but they have no idea how. None. There was no humor in this whatsoever. I mean, other than an unintentional humor, there was no real lightheartedness. There was no clever play of words or clever play of anything, really.
There was one joke.
There was one joke.
Okay. So the Daleks that had the plunger on his hand, when the one girl she's crouched down, like when she gets transported, the plunger hits her in the butt and she goes, "What would you do with that thing?" That was the only joke in the whole movie.
It was funny because then he ends up shoving the plunger right in her face. And yeah. She's just like stuck in her face. She's like, "Ooh, ooh." Like, what exactly are you doing?
I did kind of like that. But yeah, that was it. That was the most intentional humor in the entire fucking movie.
And clearly one of their appendages is some kind of probey kind of thing. So you would have expected there to be some probing somewhere. No probage.
Not even CGI probing, because when the girls are like up on the wall and they've got the little gun things and they're kind of like the one like lasery thing or whatever keeps getting closer and closer to her crotch, and it's kind of like curved up and you think it's going to like, whoo, but I just don't think they had like the technology to be able to make it look like it goes up in her. And so it just stops like just shy of her crotch every time.
Technology. There's a word to associate with this film. Yeah, it's just a fail on pretty much every layer. It may not be bad pussy level fail, okay, but Otherwise, this is pretty sad stuff. This is pretty lame, tame, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah. That,
you know, but on the other hand, it's kind of charming to me because of that. And again, the weird, unexpected use of Pink Floyd music is just, to me, that's really what kind of saves it for me. Plus, of course, the fact that we are throwing shade unintentionally on Doctor Who and all the shitty Doctor Who stories that have been out there, because even today, they're still making shitty, crappy-looking, bad CGI Doctor Who films. And yeah. If you ask my friends, a lot of my friends who are big Doctor Who fans, they will complain bitterly about a lot of the modern episodes now and how poor they are.
You know what? Show them this. They'll never bitch again.
Right. So this is kind of like the Star Wars holiday special for Doctor Who people. Only with boobs. If the Star Wars holiday special had boobs, this would have been it. Instead, it had Bea Arthur. And you don't want her boobs.
No. There are people out there.
Oh my goodness. And I think that's part of the reason why it was only 55 minutes long, so it's not even a full hour. I had toyed with the idea of maybe doing a short film in addition with this to sort of break it out a little bit more, but in the end I was like, nah, let's not muddy the waters.
You know, the thing is that we can take like a 45 minute movie and we can talk about it for an hour now.
Oh yeah.
So
there's plenty to gab about. So that's generally not a problem. Heck, at some point, I'm wondering about some of these other Nowitzki movies to see how bad could they be? I mean, could they be as bad?
You do that. Leave me out of it.
You don't want to see Phantom Killer or Mark of the Whip?
You know, I mean, the fact that there are so many sequels to Phantom Killer, it's like, You know, well, but there are also, there are a lot of franchises that had way too many entries
there's Phantom Killer and Phantom Seducer, so one wonders if it's the same thing.
Oh, it's got to be the same universe.
So is it going to be one of those raped by ghosts kind of movies that are out there, or sex with a ghost where basically the woman's just kind of laying there and pretending?
Right, like we can't afford the CGI to make
it look. We can't even afford the other actors, so we're just going to pretend.
Not everybody can be the entity, god damn it.
Oh my goodness, the entity.
Oh. So I will say I did recommend this movie to one person. Shout out to my friend Charlie Hours, sound guy for the Embalmers, and also driving aficionado and a bad movie aficionado. And he has I don't even know his Letterboxd. I can't even say it. But if you look him up, it's Charlie Hours, O-U-R-S. Follow him on Letterboxd. He comes up with these like batshit crazy lists. So he was watching The Thing, and they drink a lot of J&B, right? J&B whiskey. So he came up with this list. He's like trying to find every movie that has J&B whiskey in it. And so me being, the dumb person I am, every time I see J&B whiskey, I'm like, J&B whiskey, pause, send it to Charlie. He has a new one of movies that have a bank teller lamp. So that green desk lamp that just is like curved, and the detective at the end of this had that on there, so I took a picture of it. Dusted by Daleks. Put that on your list. Unfortunately, Letterboxd doesn't have
it does have
Bat Pussy.
Yes, absolutely.
We can't all be Bat Pussy.
I know, but this all came close. But as bad as this was, this was not Bat Pussy. This was movie.
Bat Pussy had penis. I mean, it made
of a type.
Yeah, it had
uninflated penis that I didn't want to see.
Yeah, we didn't want to see it, but it did at least go there.
And at least the females were somewhat more attractive in this film than in Bat Pussy.
Yeah. They were plastic, but they were, yeah.
Exactly.
And they weren't whiskey drunk and coughing.
Exactly.
Their TV wasn't acting up in the middle of their sex scene, so.
Right, the cameraman wasn't off coughing, somewhere. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, this did have a little bit of a decent production value. I mean, it did seem like there were multiple cameras being used.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything was all right. I can't believe I'm saying these things. But yeah, it was kind of weird because you did feel like somebody put some money or something behind this. It wasn't like just like some kind of like random like Doctor Who fan film porn. I mean, it had some substance to it, I guess.
Kind of a shame. Bat Pussy has set the bar so low that even a movie like Abducted by the Daleks can manage to trip over it.
Dude, telling you what, there will never be another Bat Pussy. And this the more of these bad movies I watch, the more I'm like, Bat Pussy is a bona fide fucking masterpiece. I need to revisit Bat Pussy.
Absolutely. We have to make Moody watch it. Moody has not seen any of these movies. We have to force him to watch
Moody,
it.
We're coming for you, Moody. but we have to do like a watch party. We have to see Moody watch.
Yes. Well, either that or we got to get you down here because he's coming back to Virginia. So we can get you down here just to have him physically there and watch his face when that person comes on.
Oh, that's my God.
Be worth it. But
I've been here this summer.
There you go. Give us a call. But we come to this to the part of the show now where we have to figure out what we're going to score this particular film. And I guess the very first hurdle we have to get over is this movie bone worthy or not? And I'm going to tell you from my point of view, this is not a bone worthy film for me.
I'm going to say that I would give it one bone for the reason that if you needed some spank bank material and you turned it on long enough to see the boobs, and as long as you avoided like any of the like really bad comical parts, you know, if you found yourself a good, you could find yourself a good 3 to 4 minute chunk to jack off to. Okay. Because there are so many times where you might be like, ooh, boobs, boobs, boobs. And then go, you just have to stop and go, what? Or like, or can you say that again? I didn't get that.
Right.
I'm going to give it like a one bone.
Okay.
I don't know.
So this cleared the hurdle for you. It's bone worthy, but only one bone. Huh? That's only one fine. Bone. Not bone worthy for me, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to go with Mr. Softy. It just kind of sits there. There's really nothing in this film that really makes it rise to the occasion. Yeah. It's not as bad as some of the other things that we've seen. It's not a frightened turtle. It's nothing like that.
Yeah. But
Mr. Softy, it's just kind of sitting there. Nothing made it rise to the occasion for me other than, like I said, the other non-porn stuff, like the Pink Floyd music and the ridiculous Daleks that are... going around.
But there wasn't enough of that. Like, I wanted to put it on Letterboxd, but I can't. So out of 5 stars on Letterboxd, I was going to give it a 1.5, which I felt was incredibly generous.
Well, you know, I think you can add movies to Letterboxd.
Charlie and I had this convo. Yes, you can. It's like tmdb.org.
Right.
But they will not let you add porn, even softcore porn. Somehow Bat Pussy made it there.
Damn.
Uncool. Yeah, the pool is something weird right there.
Well, this is why I've been trying to come up with some way, shape, or form to create Stinkopedia, that my online movie thing where all of these movies are all pulled together. I'd love to do it.
If I had money, I'd fund that.
Well, maybe we could do an Indiegogo.
Go fund me.
Yes, Stinkopedia. How awesome would that be?
Hey, you know what? I know 5 people who'd give $5 for that.
That'll get us far.
And we are 2 of them.
All right. Well, I think we've pretty much talked Abducted by the Daleks, a.k.a. Daloids, as much as we can, unless you've got some final thoughts you want to hit everybody with.
No, just don't watch this. Just don't.
Yeah,
there's so many other things. Go watch Pornhub.
There's a lot more bone-worthy stuff out there, trust me.
Or entertaining. Like, it doesn't even have to be bone-worthy. Like, this is just, it had very little entertainment value.
Other than
failure. I was struggling through the 55 minutes.
Yeah, other than failure, you know, I have this weird obsession with complete failure, and this is one of them.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, the first 10 minutes or whatever, just the bad accents and stuff, and like, you know, that was kind of catching me, but yeah, it wasn't enough to keep me through the whole movie.
I hear you. Well, you definitely wanted something a little more modern-ish from the last few movies, so I did bring you Abducted by the Daleks 2005.
Let's go back to the 80s.
Trust me, I have a whole slate of movies that are lined up here. But this is what, number 6? So 4 more to go for this season, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and I'll have more.
We'll be back, kids.
All right. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled, stay tuned, and we will be back with yet another fun, interesting, and weird wackadoodle sex boob movie for you here at Sexploitation Sleazecast. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Becker Reinhardt, for joining us, and we will see everybody on the flip side.
And the cow says moo.
This one says obey, 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 obey. All right, bye everyone.
Yeah, I was on the struggle bus.